search, the boy was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
So?
There's only two kinds of guys who wear those shirts. Gay guys and big fat party animals. And Bart doesn't look like a big fat party animal to me.
So if you wore a Hawaiian shirt, it wouldn't be gay.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time. With the wrong hosts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. And welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. And just ride that up to the post. In the second segment of Best of Today, it's a man selling his family on eBay. It's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
This is the guy who's on the Today Show.
Okay.
And he put his family on eBay for $5 million. He received a $5 million bid. Yet eBay forbids the sale of humans and their parts.
Gee, I can't imagine why.
The guy says it's ridiculous. Don't you remember one time we were on eBay and they had like a kidney or something like that?
Yeah, there were actually organs being sold. Yeah.
He is having his attorney fight eBay in court.
2 weeks ago, they had to pull a soul off eBay.
He also says that he's gotten offers for the movie rights to the story. So Rob called this guy earlier today and told him that...
Very good.
He didn't mention the last names. He just said Alan Victor would be calling.
Alan Vic.
So, Buzz, when we get the guy on the line and we hit the theme song, we'll need you to say it's time for Alan and Victor.
Got it.
Hi.
Very similar to Mike.
I'm keep you waiting like that. Okay, we won't keep you long. I'll put you on hold. When they pick up the phone, it'll be Alan Vic, okay? They're just coming out of commercials. Hang with me, and thanks again for joining us on Westwood One.
And the taxi cab confession is lady's fine. She'll
good, very good,
break.
Good.
At least that's what Joe tells me.
Ah.
It's one of those times when Lisa's mad at me when she doesn't answer the phone.
Okay.
You ready, Buzz?
I'm ready.
Okay. So.
Here we go.
Jesus.
It's the Al and Vic Show with Al. Here's Al and Vic.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. Happy pleasant Tuesday. Hello, everybody. I'm Al.
I'm Vic. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. On the phone with us is Steve Young now. I know you're a giant Pigskin fan. Let me tell you, it's not that Steve Young.
You mean it's not the high-flying San Francisco 49er quarterback?
No, it's not.
Now, that's a drag.
It's the Steve Young who tried to sell his family. This is wacky. Wacky stuff.
I want to talk to this guy because let me tell you something, Al. This strikes me as one of the most controversial subjects we've ever had on the Al and Vic Show.
Wants to sell his whole family
on eBay.
I want to tell you right now. I bet I wouldn't get a plug nickel though.
Okay. I bet I'd get $1.50 for.
Let's talk to the guy right now. It's 9 minutes after the hour. Bing bong. Weather together with traffic. Coming up on the 13s. Here is Steve Young. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
What's all this about you selling your family?
That's crazy bad.
Well, it's not as crazy as it's... Well, yes, it is. The fact is, yeah, we are selling the family. We put them up on eBay, and we actually got a $5 million bid, and...
Let me ask you. Who bid the $5 million? Can you tell us that?
You mean who did it?
Yeah.
I have no idea who bid that. I have his eBay identification number, but I don't know who he is. We downloaded the copy when he did make the bid, or she made the bid, or it made the bid.
Steve, does this mean your family's actually going to move out of the house and go to someone else's house, and they're going to give you a check?
We're quite willing to become the Osbournes of eBay.
Oh, you mean you're going to go along with them?
Yeah, we will not sell any members of the family separately. Oh. It must go as a unit.
So you'll move into somebody's house and, like, be their family?
Well, we will, or we'll move into our own house of our choice, and they can move in with us.
You know, Al, I wonder if the gentleman is elderly.
Well, why not go ahead and ask him?
Is the gentleman that bid on your family elderly?
We don't know. We're kind of hoping he is, because the fact is we would then become heirs to his the inheritance. So the faster it goes, the better it is for us.
I like that. I like that indeed. I do.
Steve Arino, Steve, can you tell us how many people you might have in your blossoming family?
In the family?
Yeah.
I'll be out there.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got, as the Argentinian paper said, cuatro in our family.
Four people.
Yes. Exactly.
That includes you, so you're talking about Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and a couple of baby bears?
Yeah, two adorable gifted children.
How old are your kids?
They're 8 and 9, and if the bidder chooses, we are willing to change their ages, too.
Now, come on now, stop this Weisenheimer stuff.
Yeah, it's all a big scam, isn't it, Steve?
You tell us right now.
You know, it's not that big a scam. This is one of the smaller scams. But the fact is...
On national radio, this is some type of a scam, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm working this out with Norm Pattis and myself. We've came up with an idea.
Hey, now, hold on. Don't bring our boss into this.
Okay, well, here the fact is, it is true. It's not a hoax. We are willing to go to the family or to the people that bid the highest amount, and there are certain prerequisites, but the fact is we're just looking for a patron, much like they did during the Renaissance, but we're just doing it in the way they do it in 2000.
All right, I have a rather saucy question for you.
Yeah, okay.
So bear with me.
Rip us apart here.
No. We do a family-oriented show. Steve, off topic, do you like chili?
I said I wouldn't answer any questions about chili.
I love chili.
And I will tell you right now, there is nothing quite like fabulous five-alarm chili, and we actually have had many people suggest we sell it on the Alan Vick Show.
Let me ask you something. 12 after the hour right now, and we'll have traffic and weather together coming up on the 13th. If, in fact, you sold your family, let's say that I'm the guy that bought your family.
Yes, sir.
Would I be able to have biblical transferring of the...
I think you know what he's saying, don't you, Steve?
I'm having a hard enough time getting that myself, so I don't assume that it would then be transferred onto the buying party. This is purely a platonic thing. This is actually... A patriotic move to support President Bush. This is a young family's economic stimulus package, hard at work. This is not about sex. It's a little about sex.
So you're saying you got all these people that are going to go to another person's house and cook and clean and do chores? Are you going to do chores?
Look, I can't even get my kids to do chores around this house. I don't expect them to do it for anybody else, but what I'm expecting
well,
that
what
I
do they
do...
bring to the table, then, if you're going to have them move in with somebody else?
I mean, for $5 million.
Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, if you would have done your research, you would have found out that I'm an award-winning author and television writer.
Yeah, what
and the fact is, I'm willing to sell myself and my words to those people. Do you know how much my words are worth today?
Not much, of course.
But
not one nickel, right.
You know, but the fact is...
Not to brag.
They have potential.
Not to brag here, but we have nominated three times.
That's right.
The Billboard magazine, Small to Medium Market Talent of the Year.
Not
how many times did you win?
Well, we haven't won just yet.
That's the point. I've won.
It's an honor to be nominated.
And we've been nominated for several Marconi Awards as well.
Can you tell us what award you've won, Steve?
Other than the Boy Scout stuff, I've won a Humanitas Award. I've won.
I've not heard of that one.
Well, most of these awards you've never heard of. These are really very small awards that don't bring much
Tass Award, Humanitas. Is that the Soviet news agency? The former Soviet news agency, Tass?
Well, I'm very big in the USSR. Of course, there is no longer a USSR.
That's correct. I know that. I read my current events.
But we have received, actually, inquiry from the USSR, from Russia, taking over our family, and we are willing to move over to Russia.
Do you know a performer known as Johnny Toxic?
Johnny Toxic? No, I don't.
All right.
We had him on earlier.
Nice guy. I don't know him, but...
This is about your resume specifically. Have you won an award that we lay people... hey, it was 15 past the hour. Bing bong. Don't forget... Oh, did you hear the chime time? Don't forget, traffic and weather together on the 13th. If you won an award that we would have heard of, those of us who are not in whatever...
like an Emmy or an Oscar?
Yeah, have you ever heard of the Emmys?
Of the Emmys? Have you won an Emmy?
No, but...
you're a tomfool.
You know what? You should have your own show. What award have you won that perhaps we've heard of?
Well, you know, other than the Humanitas, I I guess you got me there. Right?
Well, there you go. So, in other words, $5 million will be quite a sum for you to receive. Quite a windfall, if you will.
Yeah, but it's for the rest of my life. And the fact is, if you take a look about how many years I do have left, which is over 7, I should be able per year to feed back to that original investor.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm in Hollywood years.
How old are you?
75.
You're 75. You sound like a much younger man.
Let me say, welcome.
Well, in Hollywood, in fact, in Hollywood, once you're over 30, you're a dinosaur. So my attempt, I have to pitch my story by laying on my back so the loose skin.
Welcome to the club.
That's right. We're both in our 70s.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's wild. So you like us? We're born in the
early years.
30s.
Yeah, I was regular on the Fred Allen show.
Oh, Fred Allen, fantastic.
I actually got my show working on your show of shows.
Yes,
I was
with Larry Gelbert and Mr. Simon.
I was actually a page back during the Groucho show.
Really?
Yes, I was.
With Groucho, you mean...
You bet your life.
Wow.
And I dropped the bird.
Hey, quack, quack.
Yeah, quack, quack. I actually was one of the guys that helped with that. We'd set it up and big thrill.
What kind of demographic do you guys have?
We skew older. I got to mention that our 11th annual Chili-tacular is happening on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, Super Bowl XXX. We are...
A great thing to remind everybody about the Chili-tacular is that, of course, both Al and Vic participate in that, and we are allowed to win if our chili is deemed the tastiest by the GP.
Are the Redskins in the Super Bowl this year?
No, they're not. We do a national show. We're based out of D.C.
Oh, I see. Because the Philadelphia Eagles are in there.
It's time to identify that show, Al. We might as well do that. Let our listeners know what show it is.
And it's 2 for the road on a good-looking Tuesday. It's now 18 minutes past the hour. Hey, you got to be home for Mama's home-cooked meal by 6. You got 22. Let me get there, Pachango. Excuse me. That was a brain fart.
Hey, don't work blue.
Hey, don't hit the delay. That would be 42.
I haven't heard that bad language since the time I dated Stella Stevens.
Show off.
Sorry.
You're just a show off.
I understand.
So, Steve Young, you're going to sue eBay.
eBay?
No, I'm not.
Well, that's what I'm reading right here. You're a lawyer.
I can't believe everything you read. The fact is, me and eBay get along quite well. What I'm looking for, though, is for my attorney to speak with eBay and help them understand that we're not actually selling humans. We're actually selling human services, and we hope to get back on eBay before the end of the bidding time.
Last question here. 419, past the hour. Traffic and mother together on the 13th. What if someone wanted to take Johnny and Bessie, your youngsters, and
Casey and Kelly?
Put them in one of those Kathy Lee Gifford sweatshops.
For $5 million, the kids will sweat. I've talked to them about it first, and they're both agreeable.
Wow,
that's incredible.
That's outrageous.
My goodness, you're quite an innovator, Steve.
Well, I just think it's an opportunity for the children to get ahead. The fact is, they always like clothing and garments, and here's an opportunity to actually build their own.
You know, I got to tell you something. We've had a lot of guys on the show, and I don't know if we're being put on.
I agree with
right now. My money's on. We're being put on.
I think this guy's scamming us.
The gag is on us.
Absolutely.
Guys, there is no gag. This is the truth. You go to check it out. We're for real.
Speaking of gagging,
the fact is, we are just looking for somebody to become our patron.
Speaking of gagging, I remember the time Stella Stevens gagged on her role at the Brown Derby.
You love living in the past.
I sure do. Those are great days.
Listen, Steve, you want
God,
to
God, did she pull out a sweater?
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm Alan.
By the way, my wife looks like the young Nanette Fabray.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Young Nanette Fabray. Fantastic.
That's great. What a great guest this was. Steve, we wish you the very best of luck.
Hey, thanks, guys.
We're about to break right now. 20 minutes past 5 on the East Coast. 20 past 2. If you're listening out of San Francisco, Sacramento, beautiful Seattle. Until next time, make it a happy time. And hope our time together has been a pleasant time for you. You know there's never enough time. when you're having a good time. Until next time, we'll see you next time.
Don't forget, if you need to, get that vasectomy.
And why would you stop with the vasectomy talk?
Sorry, I've got my public service causes, just like Matt Barker.
You're a crazy one. Hold on there, Steve. Go ahead, get us into the break there, Mike.
You're listening to the Al and Vic Show. Join us next time on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, are we clear?
Clear.
We're clear.
Clear.
All right, let's put him on, Robbie, I'll put him on hold here, and you're going to find out how he thought the interview went.
He was a chatterbox.
Jesus.
Steve? Hey, it's Rob.
What a that guy was.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah. What's that? You know what? I mean, they're older gentlemen, and they key to a higher demographic, but legendary, though. Oh, thank you. I'll pass it along. We'd love to call you back someday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, jackass. Old fossil. Saw my kids.
He did not sound 75. No, he didn't. I think that may have been a joke.
Meanwhile, Rob's asked him one question. The guy's going on for 8 minutes.
With an 8-year-old, I don't know.
Rob's just looking at the telephone now.
Looking at the phone.
The guy's just talking so much.
Hey, we'll put you in our Rolodex, and we'll get back with you in a couple weeks. And again, thanks for your patience. Al and Vic, they're market legends. They've been around a long time.
Right.
And it's true. They did get their start in New York in the 50s, early 50s. No, they're for real. All right, well, take care, Stephen. Good luck. Yes, good luck to you. And bye-bye, Ben.
All right, so what was his story, Rob?
Yeah.
Did he know? I think his whole story is a goof that I guess the Today Show bought into. Did he know we were goofing him?
He said, you know, at the very beginning, I thought that they were joking. But when they paused, I said, well, they're market legends. They've been in the business a long time.
You know, if you get a guy that talks that much, you know that we're going to be able to just, it doesn't matter to him.
Well, right. I think it's very important that we call him back soon.
Oh, you're right about that, Robbie.
Fantastic.
Robbie's beautiful. Thank you. My favorite part is just when we were just going,
yeah. When he get rambling and stuff.
Chili-tacular. You better hurry up because we're coming up on the 13s, Don. And we need to hit the traffic.
Don't forget now, everybody, Monday is a holiday.
Uh-huh.
Martin Luther King Day. Come join us for the I Have a Dreamtacular. We'll do a straight interview.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're not straight now, I mean, you know, God forbid.
Oh, it's the taxi cab person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we'll...
I take a cab to work every day since the cataract.
We'll get to our real voices and... get her on in a second. Hey, did you see that tool on television? Hello?
Yes, I did, Don and Mike.
Really?
What? The guy's got like small kids. I'd say the oldest one is probably like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Wife isn't bad looking, not great, but I'd say the guy's in his late 30s, early 40s, and quite the character.
Yeah.
Well, he said he was
like he says he's some type of writer or something. It's probably like a failed stand-up comic.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez, weeknights at 7. On Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Park your butt in front of the TV for Spike TV's Video Game Awards 2004. Ain't that right, Snoop?
Hosted by me, D-O-double-G.
Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Spike TV.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Let our diamond jewelry tell her how you feel. When you present her with the magic of a Mervis Diamond, her face will light up. A Mervis Diamond gift says it for you. With thousands of great new styles, we have the sexiest selection. When it comes to diamond jewelry, Mervis means fashion. Our diamond ear studs, bracelets, and pendants will show her what good taste you have, and she'll cherish her Mervis diamond jewelry forever. A huge selection ranging from entirely modest to madly extravagant will astound you. So will our very affordable importer prices. For superior diamond jewelry, Mervis remains the trusted leader. So come and feast your senses at Mervis, the diamond fashion headquarters. But a word of caution, this message is not for everyone. It's only for men who love women, who love our diamonds. Mervis Diamond Importers. More diamond jewelry, better design, and the most value. That's the Mervis promise. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
Hello! it's me again, to tell you about the wonder that is me, the Verizon Super Pages, the spicy jalapeno of the Yellow Pages world. You see, mister, I'm sitting at home listening to the radio. There's no need to sit home alone. Not tonight, not on my watch. Tonight, let us be très chic. I have oodles of clothing stores and salons. You can even get some very dark, mysterious sunglasses. Then, we can hit the hottest night spots in town. Well, we'll dance like bunnies on espresso. I'm the Yellow Pages that knows where to boogie. We'll meet lovely European models and whisk them away in our limo. I have plenty of limo services. Don't worry, if our adventures get too out of hand, I have lawyers and bail bondsmen. Men named Shecky and Fats who only take cash. And the best part is, I'm also available on your cell phone and online on superpages.com. So you're tuned in no matter where you are. Come on, my friend. Open up the Verizon Superpages phone book and take a big swig from the flask of life.
Online, on your cell, in the book. The Verizon Superpages. Wherever you are, there it is.
Verizon.
It's a habit you've had your entire adult life. When you wake up, morning news. When you get home, evening news. It's how you stay connected to the world. But remember, the world offers you more. Every morning and every evening, you can get your news directly from CNN. American Morning with Bill Hemmer and Soledad O'Brien delivers your first real news of the day. Then, when the day is over, your choices for news are better than ever. At 5 o'clock, CNN's Wolf Blitzer, a respected world-class journalist with clout. At 6, a newsman not afraid to take on the issues you care about, CNN's Lou Dobbs. And at 7, CNN's Anderson Cooper goes way beyond the headlines to give you a whole new angle on the world. You have a choice. Every morning, CNN's American Morning. Every evening, Wolf Blitzer, Lou